Sahanita Parabab Mishala Basimanatasa Najalabar Elyon Ocholetes Omisyabem. They have mentioned previously that when a girl reaches the age of 12 years old and she develops desire to pubic hair, she becomes a Nara. She's now a Gidola. And 6 months later, she would become a Bogaris. A Bogaris is a girl that has completely matured and is no longer in the Rishus of her father. And we mentioned Simanim, how we can tell that a girl has become a Bogaris when her breath has developed to a certain extent. That's how we can tell that she is now a Bogaris. Now, a girl who has the Simen HaTachton and not the Simen HaElyon, the Simen HaTachton, the lower Simen, is referring to the Shtesar, and the Simen HaElyon, the upper Simen, is referring to the development of her breath that indicates that she is a Bogaris. So this girl is a Nara, but not a Bogaris. If she has the Simen HaTachton, she has the Shtesar, but not the Simen HaElyon. Such a girl, if she's married and her husband dies without children, Chalitza or Yidin would be performed with this girl. And since she is a Nara, she is a Gedola, and Chalitza or Yidin could be performed as this girl is a Gedola. Baha Elyon Achela Baha Tachta Afa Pisha E Efsha Rabbi Meir Aymer Locho Letzes Velomis Yavem. If a girl had the Simen Elyon, her breath has developed to the extent that it indicates that she is a Bagar, but she does not have the Simen HaTachta, she does not have Stesars, even though this is impossible according to the Chachamim. As the Chachamim hold, that once a girl has her breast developed to the extent that it indicates that she's a Bulgaria, she must have Stesars as well. It's impossible she would have the Simen HaElyon, and not the Simen HaTachton. That's what the Chachamim hold. But Rabbi Meir disagrees with the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir holds it's possible for a girl to have her breast developed to the stage that it indicates that she's a Bulgaria, but yet she doesn't have Stesars yet. And since she doesn't have Stesars yet, she's still a Ketana. And the girl cannot become a Gedola until she has Stesars. So according to Rabbi Meir, this girl will have the Simen HaElyon and not the Simen HaTachton. If her husband would die without children, not Chalitza nor Yibam could be performed with this girl. As according to Rabbi Meir, both Chalitza and Yibam can only be performed with a Gedola, not with a Ketana. So therefore, if her husband dies without children, the deceased husband's brother would have to wait until this girl develops Stesars before Chalitza or Yibam is performed, since this girl is still a Ketana. The Chacham Oimrim Ocholet says, the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim hold, since this girl has the Simen HaElyon, her breath had developed to the point that it seems that she's a Bulgarian, even though she does not have the Simen HaTachton, she doesn't have Stesaros, it's impossible that she's not a Gedola. She must have had the Stesaros and they fell off. It's impossible for a girl to have developed to the point where it indicates she's a Bulgarian without having the Stesaros. So according to the Chachamim, this girl is a Gedola, and if her husband dies without children, Chalitza and even could be performed by the deceased husband's brother, Mipnesha Amru, because the Chachamim said, Efshar L'Tachton Lavo Achelo Baha Elyon. It's possible for the lower Simen to develop before the upper Simen, and that's the normal stage, as it normally happened, that she would first have Stesars, and only later on would her breast develop to the point that it indicates she's a Bulgaris. And the girl is a Nara for 6 months before she becomes a Bulgaris. But it's impossible for her to have the Simen HaElyon, the upper Simen, the Simen in the development of her breath, without the Simen HaTachton, without the lower Simen, which is the Stesaros. If her breath had developed, then she must have had Stesaros, and if it seems that she doesn't have Stesaros, she must have had them, and it fell off. So therefore, a girl that has the Simen HaElyon, even though she doesn't have the Simen HaTachton, is considered a Gedola according to the Chachamim. So therefore, both Chalitza and Yibam could be performed with this girl, if her husband died without children. Second Nida Parabab Mishnah Beis Kiyotiba, similar to what we had in the previous Mishnah, as we had in the previous Mishnah, that a girl that had developed the Simen HaTachton did not necessarily develop the Simen HaElyon, while a girl who had developed the Simen HaElyon did necessarily develop the Simen HaTachton. That would be according to the Chachamim that we had in the previous Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about different things that have similar klalim, a similar rule to the rule that we just mentioned. Any kli cheres that had developed a hole that is large enough to allow liquid to seep in through the hole into the kli, that hole is certainly large enough to allow liquid that was in the kli to seep out. As you need a larger hole to have liquid seep in, then a hole that would be needed to allow water to seep out. But there are kli cheres that have a hole that's large enough to allow water that was in the kli to seep out, but is not large enough to allow water that was not into the kli to seep into the kli, as it takes a larger hole to allow water to get into the kli than it takes for the hole to allow water that was in the kli to seep out. And the kli cheres that have a hole the size that it allows water to seep into the kli through that hole, that kli would no longer be kosher to be used for the para aduma, to put the main ma'ayan and the spring water and the ash of the para aduma into that kli. And the kli charet that has broken into pieces, and the pieces of the kli charet is called a gistera. And if somebody takes a broken piece of the kli charet and decides to use it to put underneath a different kli that has a hole in it to catch the water that seeps out of a different kli, that broken piece of kli charet, since you have decided to use it for a certain purpose, would be makabel tumah. But if that broken piece also has a hole in it that allows liquid that's in that broken piece to seep out, that broken piece would no longer be makabel tumah. So the Mishnah tells us, anytime you have a hole in a kli charet that's large enough to allow liquid to seep into the kli, that hole would possibly a kli from being used for the par tumah. And certainly that hole is big enough to possibly a gistra, a broken piece from a kli charet, that it would no longer be makabel tumah. As it's in it, that a gistra is no longer makabel tumah as soon as it has a hole that's large enough to allow water to seep out through that hole, which is smaller than a hole that is needed to allow water to get into the kli. But a hole that's only large enough to allow water to seep out, although it would cause that a gistra is no longer makabel tumah, but it would not be large enough to possibly kli from being used for the para aduma. Kol eiver sheyesh bo tzipora and yesh bo etzem. Any limb that has a fingernail or a toenail, that has the din of a limb that has a bone. But there are limbs that have a bone but do not have a finger or a toenail. Meaning to say, somebody who has an extra limb, for example, an extra finger on the hand, a sixth finger. If that extra limb has a fingernail, then it's considered an eiver shalem, a complete limb, as the din it. That a complete limb from a maze would be metame ba'ol, would be metame anything underneath the same roof as that limb. Even if that limb does not have a kezias of basar or flesh on it. So therefore the din is, if there's an extra limb, if that extra limb has a fingernail, then it would be metame ba'ol, just like any other limb that has an etzem, that has a bone, that the din is, that a limb that has a bone, even though it doesn't have a kezias of basar, it's metame ba'ol. For somebody who had an extra limb, and that extra limb does not have a fingernail, even though the extra limb does have a bone, since it's an extra limb and doesn't have a fingernail, and also does not have a kezias of flesh on that limb, it would not be metame ba'oil. It would only be metame b'maga u'b'masa, by touching or by carrying, as a bone the size of a seora, the size of a barley, is metame b'maga u'b'masa, but not ba'oil. It would not be metame anything underneath the same roof as it, unless it was an eiver shalem, unless that etzem was part of a complete limb. And this extra limb that you have, since it did not develop a fingernail, does not have the din of an eiver shalem, doesn't have the din of a complete limb, and therefore, it's not metame ba'ar.